market for you.
Well, thank you so much, Becca, Becca Lipsky, for coming in and Zooming with me.
Yes, of course. It's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here.
You're part of a very interesting new venture that's coming to Sebastopol, Livery 135.
Yes, it's actually Farm to Coast Collective at the Livery on Main is the full name of the project that we're doing.
Now, what is your part in this, Becca?
Well, sure. I'm the COO of the Beal Group, and the Beal Group is a family of companies, and all of our companies are working very collaboratively together to make this project a reality.
There is a Mr. Beal behind the Beal Group. Tell us about him.
Yes, Gregory Beal. Yes, he's really sorry he couldn't be here tonight. But Gregory Beal is, I like to call him a serial entrepreneur. he's spent the last couple of decades in the construction industry, in design and construction. And he had his own construction company, Gregory Beal Construction, for many years. And then he ended up opening another company called Builder Studio of Sebastopol. That is an architecture engineering firm. And that firm is a boutique firm, architects, engineers, designer, drafter, all under one roof. And the majority of the projects that Builder Studio does is residential remodels and additions here in West County, in Sonoma County. So that he started that company in 2017. And then in 2018, we reorganized and rebranded Gregory Beal Construction into Thrive Construction Group. And Thrive Construction Group is a general contractor. And most of the projects that Thrive does come through Builder Studio. And it's a design build type scenario. And again, mostly residential remodels and additions. That's kind of our sweet spot. And then we started the Beal Group, and the Beal Group is the parent company, and we provide all of the administrative strategy, back office services for the subsidiaries. And this is an idea that Greg had a long time ago, where he thought. I just remember, when I met him, it was years ago, and he drew me a diagram and he said, I have this vision of this, parent company providing these services to all these subsidiaries, bringing the overhead costs down and bringing the net income up for all of the different subsidiaries, because they don't have to hire multiple receptionists, multiple, office managers. We're a very lean group, and we're providing services to multiple companies. So, Farm to Coast is our latest company and our latest venture that we've started, and it's also based on this shared services and collaborative model.
It's sort of like offices in downtowns where you can share have an office and share all the facilities like that.
Farm to Coast Collective is it's actually a few different things going on there. So two level building at the corner of South Main and Burnett Street. It used to be the old Round Table building. I think everybody knows by that name. That's a two-level building that we have completely reimagined into three levels. The first level is what we're calling the stables. That's a food hall with it's an artisanal food hall with small micro kitchens with very creative chefs, local chefs that are going to be in there.
Is that something like the Oxbow in Napa?
Scaled down a bit, more in line with Sebastopol, I think. we've got some really great chefs that have signed on. I know a lot of people love Village Bakery. They've been, in discussions with us for a long time. I mean, actually, ever since They were unfortunately flooded out of their last, the other Sebastopol location that they were in. So they're coming back to Sebastopol. We're super excited about that. I know. We've got Chef Rodrigo of Charro Negro. He's got a food truck that's amazing. He used to be at Stark's. It's just great food. It's Mexican inspired. Beach and Barrio is what he calls it. It's you know, it's focused on really, really fresh seafood, really good stuff. And then we've got Derek and Megan of Lunchbox Sonoma County. Derek and Megan, they're such great people. They used to work at Ramen Gaijin, and they did a pop-up there of gourmet burgers and sandwiches. And so they're bringing that concept to the stables. And we've got Dino of Dino's Greek Food. He also has Zimmy's Pizza. He's opened a couple locations of that. Really amazing. He's amazing.
I've been waiting for a Greek place in Sebastopol.
That's right. It's going to be called Taverna Lithi. And he's bringing some recipes that were brought down generation to generation in his family from Greece. We're really looking forward to that. And then we've got Cozy Plum, which is a vegan, vegetarian food that is currently in Santa Rosa. They're going to be expanding into Sebastopol. Charles and Lisa have roots here in Sebastopol. And I think Lisa went to Annalie, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So really, you know, they grew up here. So that's it's really exciting to have them back. And then we also have a lounge called Farriers, and that's being operated by Nick Izzarelli and Deanna Neal. Nick has spent the last 20 years as the food and beverage director of Stark's. And he is actually really excited because he's coming on board as an employee of Farm to Coast, as the food and beverage director of Farm to Coast. So that's happening later on. It's not happening quite yet, but November, he's going to be joining us. And we're stoked about that.
Right. Now, in terms of the format, there'll be these individual kitchens and areas, but then it'd be like a food court, a common area for people to sit at and yes, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. So we really focused on a lot of outdoor area, for obvious reasons. On the first level, we've got indoor-outdoor patio with roll-up doors. On the second floor, there's a wraparound balcony it's a lot of area. And then the roof is entirely open. It's going to be a rooftop garden deck with fire pits. And, there's going to be a pavilion up there. So it'll be covered in parts of it. It's just going to be a beautiful spot up there. I mean, the views from up there are incredible. So that's cool.
That's about the highest point in Sebastopol there.
Maybe so. And on the second level of the building, I didn't mention this, Farrier's Lounge is going to be on the second level. And then we're also working with a really amazing guy. His name is Michael Wilson. He works currently at Sweetwater right now, but he is in an advisory role with us at the moment, helping us design a really acoustically high-end performance space on the second level. It's going to seat around 100 people. It's going to be intimate events. So that's really cool. We're excited about that. And then we also just acquired the building next door to this project, the Persinger Architecture Building with the red brick on the front. That is going to be a co-work space. And it's actually, we're hoping to open that up in the next month or two. We're going to open a co-work space. It's basically plug and play. We're getting the fiber internet hooked up and all of that. But we're really excited because we want to work there as well. So that'll be great.
With the collectiveness of it, I know one thing I notice, which is a big thing when it comes to small places, is the liquor license. Now, that's one of the things that you've managed to get a blanket coverage, which makes it a lot easier for people.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because, at the core of this project is really a desire to help small local businesses. And, you know, when we first started to think about, you know, serving liquor, we thought that the only way to do that was for us to own the liquor license, and we're the only ones that can sell it, and, you know, the only ones that can make money off of it. And we just, it just went against our core values. And so we ended up talking to this great liquor license attorney who, you know, he was able to explain to us how we could create an LLC where all of these founding licensees can be members of the LLC and own, you know, and really be able to use that liquor license and profit from it as well. And so, yes, we're going to have one liquor license for the whole building that each licensee can opt in to using. Yeah. And it's really exciting because, like, for instance, Dino's particularly interested in maybe serving some ouzo, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't have that capability right now from the food truck, of course. But yeah, like, you know, we're thinking about our licensees being able to really pick and choose, you know, what they want to serve that fits with their concept.
Right. And obviously, your whole concept relies on the inflow of produce from the local area. How are you managing that and getting that organized?
I'm sorry, influx of what now?
The raw food coming into your place. How are you making the connections with all the farmers and the growers?
Right. Well, you know, we're not, you know, Farm to Coast isn't going to be telling our you know, chefs where to get their, you know, their food. We do strongly believe in buying local and, you know, supporting our local farmers. And so, you know, I could say all of the folks that we've talked to, that's really important to them as well. All of the chefs. And so, you know, if there's a way for these chefs to work collaboratively together to, you know, increase their buying power with local farmers, then, you know, I think that's going to be amazing, because I think that's key. You really want to support local farmers.
Yeah, it has to, that concept has to have that flow in.
Yes, 100%.
You've got bread and different meals. It's a very different, very different things are going on under that one roof, which is interesting, keeping that balance.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when we, you know, when we came up with this concept, it was really important for us to be able to curate the spaces in such a way that it met, you know, a lot of different tastes. And, you know, it's important to us that, you know, a vegetarian can, you know, go there and eat, or, and we always think about, you know, a young family, you know, they want, you know, the kids want mac and cheese, and the, you know, and the parents want, you know, steak or whatever,
right,
you know, or Greek food. And it's cool to think about them being able to come to one place, order once from all of the different spots. If they want to, they can order it on their phone, or they can go up to the counters and order, and get it all delivered right to their table. You know, and it's just order once, pay once, and there you go. So yeah, that's the whole concept. So.
It's a public benefit corporation. So could you explain how that, you know, the public benefit?
Well, sure. I mean, really, our mission is to support local businesses and to provide a community gathering place that is comfortable and welcoming. And really, I mean, that, you know, we have, our mission is more than just, you know, financial. You know, we're really doing this to benefit our community. Because we all live here in Sebastopol. We have kids in school here, you know, Greg's wife grew up here. We have, you know, roots here. So for us, it's just really important that, that, you know, this is a place for our community and that we're supporting our local chefs and makers and artists.
Exactly. And also, it looks like the way you're doing it is that also you want actually local investors as well. Could you explain how that system works to join into this?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we are absolutely wanting to, keep investment local. We are not taking investment from outside this area intentionally. We want this to be a community project, like I said. We want to be able to invest in Main Street. So we have an equity crowdfunding campaign that we have going on right now on WeFunder. It's wefunder.com/farmtocoast. And there's a lot of information up there, but anybody can invest. It's not just accredited investors. Anyone can invest as little as $100 into this project and actually own equity in the project itself. And we're also going to extend the opportunity to our licensees to own equity in the project as well.
Oh, so everyone has a bit of skin in the game.
Exactly.
Which is always good.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I like to think about, I'm definitely going to be investing in the crowdfunding campaign. I love thinking about, being able to bring family from out of town into that space and know, that I had a hand in making that happen and that I own a little piece of it.
Right. Indeed. And exciting. Also, how you try and integrate local artists and musicians into this. That's an important other part,
Yes, absolutely. So we are talking to local artists. There's several locations in the building where we have identified, where murals could be. Or where art installations could be. And then of course, in the performance space, we definitely want to have local artists performing in there. And then we even have a little party, room up on the second floor that we want to rent out for kids' birthday parties and things like that. And then hire local face painters and, things like that. So we're really looking to expand our reach as far as who we're working with, but definitely all within this our community here. So.
Indeed. How has the city council been with you on
it's,
this?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, Greg has some really close ties with the city council, and he was on the design review board for a number of years. But, I have to say, we went through design review and the first time we went through, we didn't pass. But you know what? That was really a blessing in disguise because we took their input and, it really made a huge difference on the design. And what we ended up with is so much better than what we went in with the first time. So we're really thankful for that input that we got.
I like that attitude, because a lot of people would say, oh, no, you made us change the whole thing, but it was a positive thing. Yeah.
Oh, very positive. And we ended up passing design review in December.
So what is the timeline for this? It's quite a big project with construction involved and everything like that. So
the Persinger building that we just acquired, that caused us to have to make some changes to the overall design because originally we were thinking that we were going to have to co-work on the second floor of the livery building. So we kind of had to take a couple steps back in our construction drawings. We are submitting for building permit this month and then we plan to start construction as soon as we get the permit in hand. And we're about a year from now is when we're planning to open our doors. God willing.
Yeah, that's pretty ambitious with construction involved.
Well, we're really, we're in a really good spot because, we have the architect and engineer on staff and we have, a crew. We're not at the mercy of, outside contractors.
Right. apart from supply chain problems, of course.
Yes, of course. Definitely. Yes.
So, oh, interesting. So there's a nice build up to this. How are you going to get out to the community? Let everyone know about it. Are you going to?
Jen Klein is our creative and marketing director, and she's been really, really amazing. You know, we did the parade. We were in the parade. We had a flute in the parade. And that was super fun. We had a bubble machine and threw out taffy from Patrick's in Bodega Bay. And the kids, it was a highlight for the kids. And then, you know, before that, we were at the, the Farm Trails event at Regal. Oh, yes. We were there. Yeah. We've got, Facebook, social media. We had put out some, mailers. But, you know, it's really interesting. When we were walking down the parade route, we were handing out little, pieces of paper that said we were giving out free gifts at the livery. All of the feedback that we got is so positive. People are really looking forward to this development. I know that, there's a couple of people out there that probably, aren't as excited about it, but the majority of the people that we've talked to are super excited about it. And that's really great. I think the community is ready for something new. We've been isolated, and people are really looking forward to being able to celebrate together again and to really, socialize. So that's what we are looking forward to, is being able to get the community together in one place and that sort of thing. But yeah, I'd say, Jen's been doing a fantastic job just, getting the word out.
Yeah, and I suppose it helps tilt, with the Barlow coming in, that sort of tilted things over there. So this will help tilt things back to Main Street again.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I think, and I have to say, I think our little spot on Main Street is really awesome. I love Danielle and Casey over at Retrograde. They're so great. We're so happy to have them across the street. And it's just a great little spot. We really are hoping to, bring people to our part of town. We are really doing this project. We say it's by the community, for the community. And we're not looking to be the tourist destination. We're really looking to provide, really good food for our community. Indeed. I mean, not that we're going to, turn tourists away or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. But, and also just that building's been empty for quite some time. So it'll be really nice to see that block re-energized.
The previous owner of that building came to Builder's Studio and asked us to do some design for a tenant improvement project. And it became really clear to us that they were gonna do the least amount of work possible in order to get another tenant in there. And they weren't thinking about the community or long-term. And Greg begged them to sell him the building because, he just said, you've done, you've had this for 40 years. Now, can you please pass the torch to us? We really want to do something great with this building. And after about, I can't remember how long we negotiated with them, but I think it took at least 6 months before we came to an agreement. But we're just so happy that that happened because, you're right, that building is set, unloved and empty. It's high time that it gets a makeover.
Indeed. Keep our little town humming.
Yes.
So how can people get involved? How can people contact you? How can people invest all those different things?
Definitely. Well, they can, if they would like to invest in the crowdfunding, they can go to wefunder.com/farmtocoast, F-A-R-M-D-O-C-O-A-S-T. If they want to get in touch with us, they can email. I know we have hello@farmtocoast.com, and that'll definitely work. Reach out to us.
Wonderful. What a great project to be working on and bringing some life to downtown Sebastopol.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I also wanted to say that any local chefs that are interested in getting involved, please call us or email us. We'd love to talk to you.
That sounds good. Well, I really appreciate you giving us the lowdown on Livery 135 right there on South Main Street in Sebastopol. Coming soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Becca Lipsky. Thank you so much. And we'll go out with, Let's Work Together.